Warning. This show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fan.
Why have you been going down on your grandma?
I thought Layla died.
Yeah, Rose.
Right,
my name is Coach.
The guy looks like a
pedophile.
It's Blue.
Willow.
Okay.
He played
hey.
Keep away with
hey.
His glasses.
Literally driving us mad.
The roar of the crowd. Stomp your feet to the ground. Give it all to me now. Cause it calls for me, calls for me.
Is he heel now? Has he been this whole time?
Has he just been a heel in disguise?
No, he's good when he's not being a dick. He's fine.
That's the thing. It's great, like, there's actually fucking Shades of Grey for once. And it's really good.
Yeah, and on that note, welcome everybody to the NXT review.
What?
Might as well start on that. You can find us on iTunes under the Supla Wrestling Podcast, and you can also find us on Supla.com. Not thesupla.com, like some would say. I'm Sam Brutes. And with me is Carmine Antonelli.
I'm all discombobulated now. I didn't know this was the broadcast.
Well, hey, you know, we were talking about NXT, so we might as well just get started, right?
I suppose. It was a good episode.
So, as you may have heard us talking, it was the main event of NXT. It was Sami Zayn's Road to Redemption reaching its apex against the phenomenal Adrian Neville.
Oh, someone in New Japan and or Ring of Honor is going to have a problem with that.
Oh, are we now?
a great main event with the title on the line. Oh, but we'll get to that later.
Yep, indeed. And we kick off with Finn Balor, everybody. No, it's not a cat. Finn Balor, everybody.
Finn Balor.
What did Finn Balor say when he got in the ring?
Well, first of all, he told us that his name is Finn Balor, not Balor, not Balor, Finn. Balor.
And what did he say after that?
That he is the future. And Natalia is here for some reason. And I got a jacket. And I'm here right now.
Tyson Kidd came out in a Tyler Durden jacket and was like, "Hey, who are you?
Cause I'm the real future is now."
Yeah, and then all of a sudden the spark plug just happened. But wait, no, it wasn't the spark plug. It was Justin Gabriel.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
The crowd just shitting on Justin Gabriel.
Because who the fuck is Justin Gabriel? Let's look at his resume real quick. In the first season of NXT, in the Nexus, in the core, won tag titles a couple times, fell on the face of the earth for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And now he's just here, and apparently he's top dog, along with Tyson Kidd.
Because he's one of the main roster cool kids in NXT.
You know, if you're jobbing on superstars, you're basically the top of the line at NXT.
Dude, I can't wait till Zack Ryder becomes NXT champion.
Oh, don't fucking even. I'm glad he's out. Anyway.
Oh, but yeah.
Shit about Finn Balor, and they were like, "We're gonna beat you up now." But then Hideo Itami came to the rescue, and it was officially made into a tag team match by William Regal.
Like, fucking a messenger pigeon must have just flown out of nowhere, because Regal on the fly is like, "Make it a match, make it a match."
That's sad, right? Remember back in the days when you would have like a Raw GM? When Regal was Raw GM, you'd hear his music and he'd be like, "Right, now this is going to be a match." Now, they don't want to put him in front of a crowd, so they just send out a referee and think, "Fuck it. Just tell the people it's a match, and we'll just start."
It's, yeah.
I thought Regal was gonna be good.
Maybe it would be better if we had Sting.
Oh my god, you're that. If that actually happened. Fuck's sake. But anyway, this was actually a really good match.
Yeah, and also, I just want to mention real quick, Finn Balor's entrance is so cool.
It's like really long, but it's okay because he has the cool lighting and he does the poses and the flips and you have the brr-now, and it's just awesome.
He's like Spider-Man.
If Spider-Man was like not a dork.
And if Irish. Spider-Man was Irish and badass, he'd be Finn Balor.
Basically.
But the match was awesome.
Even though you did cringe a couple of times because of the stomps.
Yeah, I don't like foot stomps.
I love foot stomps. We've been over this before. I like it because it's like, whoa, that happened. And you hate it because that happened.
Yeah, gravity is a thing. Oh, I don't like it. But
neither does Adrian Neville. So hey, good opening match. And it really set the tone for what was meant to be a great show this evening.
Yep, yep, yep. And of course, using some tag team action, Balor and Tommy picked up the win and send a message.
Yep, just being like, we're here. We're next. We don't want any more bears.
I will murder all of the bears in NXT, says Finn Balor. Because it's well-known information that NXT has a bear infestation.
Oh, yeah. Bull Dempsey, Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin.
Oh, that joke is going to fly over the heads of anyone who isn't in the gay community. So, what was next on the card?
Next, we had some Divas action.
Hell yeah. We love Divas here.
Here. It's a very important distinction.
Nowhere else.
Literally, it's sad nowhere. How this is literally the only place where I want to see women's wrestling.
Well, only place in WWE.
I don't want to see it in TNA.
Well, hey, there's Shimmer.
Oh, yeah, Shimmer. But and anyway. The one woman in PWG is pretty good.
Candice LeRae?
Yeah. But we're talking about NXT. And this time, Sasha Banks versus the returning Alexa Bliss.
Hell yeah. Now, Alexa Bliss has been off the scene for quite a while. You may know her as the one diva who hasn't been on TV for a while. But she is basically really, really good at what she does.
I just picture Alexa Bliss as Chad McClure just be like, you may remember me from not being here.
Am I wrong, though?
I mean, no. But the commentators... The commentators...
On Bayley and Charlotte and Banks and Lynch now, but literally Alexa Bliss is the only diva left who hasn't been on TV for a while, and it's like, I exist, guys. I'm a cheerleader. I can wrestle too.
Remember the things I can do, like be really good? Yes, yeah. We remember Alexa. And the commentators only remember one thing about Alexa, and they say it every single time she has a match.
Do enlighten me, because I forgot.
In her debut, she picked up a win over the former Divas champion, Alicia Fox.
Oh,
let's
my
remind
God.
You about that every single time she has a match.
Alicia Fox, remember when she was good?
Remember when she's now crazy and sits in fucking pods with Tom Phillips? So bad. But Alexa Bliss... Good wrestler. Sasha Banks, good wrestler. So guess what happens when you put them together in a ring?
Yeah, you get good moves.
You get a really, really good match with Becky Lynch at ringside, we should probably mention.
Oh, yeah. There was at one point, which I thought was kind of hilarious. I think Sasha Banks had Alexa Bliss in some kind of hold on the mat, and there was just Sasha's ratchet chance going, and then Becky Lynch just started, no, she's not, chance.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
And after a lot of fighting and trying her bestest,
there was one instance where Alexa Bliss did get busted open.
She did?
Yeah, man. She got a nosebleed, and there was blood like just on her face and stuff, and it was kind of metal and stuff.
I missed that entirely.
Ah, well, it did happen. I think it came from a stiff lariat on the part of Sasha Banks, but Huh. Either way, the match came to an end when Sasha Banks issued a bank statement to Alexa Bliss and she was forced to tap out.
I love that move so much.
Yeah, backstab her into a fucking submission hold. Brilliant.
It's so good.
I can't wait until she moves up to the main roster and she doesn't have it.
I can't wait until the NXT women's division is just the Raw women's division.
Just the women's division.
Just all of them everywhere.
I mean, obviously, it won't be completely diluted with NXT stars. You obviously have, like, the occasional model and old face showing up, like Eve Torres or someone, but either way, I think if they switched don't switch the divisions, just put NXT women on Raw, that'd be fine. And keep them the same way as they were in NXT. Don't do a Paige and make her totally different and shit.
Well, Paige has gotten better now. She's back to the basic formula.
Even so, she's not dominant anymore.
Well, that's questionable.
She hasn't held onto the belt for more than what feels like a month.
Yeah, but that's because of the AJ fetish that WWE has.
Well, yeah, remember that time when AJ Lee is like the bestest diva in the world, despite the fact that Paige always beats her on the top women's lists?
I mean, they're both really good, so it's like hard to pick a side. It's not that bad anymore, but there was a point where Paige was just like fucked.
Yeah, and it was like, oh god, what are they doing?
We're frenemies. No!
No!
You're not.
Stop!
Stop pretending.
Just hate her, please.
Please hate.
Embrace the hate, even.
Oh god,
bad memories.
Day, you know what's even better than fucking Divas action?
The tag team action?
It's so good.
I know. We had another tag team match, everybody. We had the NXT Tag Team Champions, the Lucha Lima Beans, versus Team Generic Font.
Team Thick of Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy.
Okay. Now,
up against the radioactive neon yellow Lucha Dragons.
Two things about these two teams. Number one, Lucha Dragons may need a new shirt because it hurts me to look at it. And two,
it makes me nauseous.
The Titantron for Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy. Do you know what it is? It's a nice blue background with an aerial font! It's aerial! The basic font that's on every single fucking home computer! They use that on an NXT Titantron? No! No! Put in more effort with your fucking Titantrons! It's a good team! Treat them that way!
They're so good!
They look the same, granted! But give him a different Titantron!
Oh my god, my stomach hurts! Oh my god! What, they do look really similar, but Buddy Murphy has those ripped up shorts things, so...
Oh! Okay! That makes a world of difference! Hey, you know Edge and Christian? You know what separates them? His boot says Edge on them! That's really cool! I never noticed that before! Great!
I can't breathe.
So Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy faced off against the Lucha Dragons, and it was impressive from both ends, because hey, Team Generic Font! They brought off some good offense. They even had, was it Kalisto? Like, pinned down to the mat at one point, just wailing on him.
Yeah. Wesley Blake had Kalisto in this leg lock looking thing. And then he tagged in Buddy Murphy, who then got up on the top rope and did like a hurricane run with his knees and just drove Kalisto's face into the mat.
Yeah. That was really cool. And there was also another spot, like, I think it was actually how the match sort of ended, because towards the end of the match, he had Kalisto make the heart tag to Sin Cara, who then sort of had, I think, was Buddy Murphy in some kind of like arm hold, picked him up, with one arm and just slammed him down again.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there was another one of those reversals from Buddy Murphy where he caught Kalisto and turned it into a suplex. I love that move.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a really cool move as well. Like, it says a lot that the jobbers have distinct moves that kind of set them apart from any other generic jobber tag team, right?
Yeah, it's really something great in NXT where no one is swept under the rug, really.
Except the Titantrons!
I can't deal with this shit. So the Lucha Dragons beat Wesley
Lucha Dragons.
Buddy Murphy. Oh my god.
It was a non-title match also, we should specify. Because yeah. For those who are unawares, the Vaudevillains are in fact the number one contenders for the tag titles. And
they had an interview after this match.
They did indeed, and I was just gonna say, I fucking love it. Like, the backstage segment, it was in color, and then as soon as the Vaudevillains got on screen, it was just black and white and old film shit. It was great.
It was really good, and basically, Aiden English was like, oh, congrats, losers. We're the number one contenders, though, so just keep in mind. And then Simon Gotch is like, yep, shine up the gold and oil up the leather, because they're coming home with these men.
Men.
Quite manly.
Oh, indeed. Put up your dukes. I'm looking forward to this match. Like,
I really am.
Serious.
I can't wait. It's going to be good.
As much as, like, you have limited screen time with NXT, I think the Vaudevillains could do with a little bit more exposure, if that makes sense. And the run-up, if they're number one contenders, they should have more screen time, surely.
Yeah, I'd like to see them have a match next week. They're probably going to face, like, Ty Dillinger or Jason Jordan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll probably face a couple of other tag teams before the Takeover Revolution event, where they will probably face off against the Lucha Dragons.
Yeah, no, well, Takeover Revolution hasn't even been announced yet, officially. So yeah. No matches are made for it yet.
Well.
But I'm pretty sure that's going to be one of them.
You could argue that obviously setting up for some, including Sasha Banks versus Charlotte for the title, but I can't wait for that.
It's gonna anyway, be good.
You know what else was great about the NXT that we kind of spoiled in the opening?
The fucking main event!
Main event!
So good!
It was really, really good. It was Sami Zayn, the Canadian underdog, against Adrian Neville, the British Bulldog.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Shit.
The British...
Overdog.
He's really good.
He's very, very good. And so, in fact, is Sami Zayn. Do you know a couple of spots that happened in the match? Because I'm having trouble remembering, but I know there are a couple of good ones.
Man, like, I don't know about specific spots, but just, like, the opening few minutes of this match, I am such a sucker for, like, the slow-paced part of a match with all the storytelling shit in it. Where it's just, like, Zayn just did a couple... Just a couple little things to get the upper hand on Neville. And Neville kept backing in the corner and being like, what the actual fuck are you doing? And Zayn's just like, what? I thought you could handle it. I thought I can't do shit. Bring it, bro.
Yeah, and then yeah. That was one spot.
He goes for the dive on the outside and Neville like steps off to the side and then he does the psych out flip thing. And then I was like, oh, just go fuck yourself, Zayn.
It's like, oh, god damn it, dude. Oh, you have to do that now.
The best part about that is like a minute later, Neville's like about to get back in the ring and Zayn sits on the middle rope and like just like leaving an opening. He's like, come on in, I'm just letting you in, buddy. And
then what does Neville do?
Flips over the top rope.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck you, I do flips.
I don't need your shit.
I don't need your ass to pull down the rope for me.
I got my own ass.
I have my own hands all over my ass. But anyway, this match, it's great at storytelling, I will say, because you had the spots like those. You also had some really good spots. There was one in particular with, again, how the match ended. Like, Adrian Neville went for the red arrow and just fucked his left leg, apparently.
Because Zayn rolled out of the way like a boss. Like, how many times has anyone rolled out of the way of the red arrow?
Not anyone that I can remember.
Zayn just gets out of... Oh, you know one spot we didn't mention?
Oh, what's that?
when Neville jumped up on Zayn's shoulders going for a Hurricane Rana and Zayn turned it into a goddamn powerbomb.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. That was
friggin' sick.
Hell yeah.
But Zayn rolled out of the way of the Red Arrow, and Neville lands on his knee, and he's just like, ow, my goddamn knee.
Fucking knee!
Fuck! But Zayn's like ready to set up the Helluva kick.
Fuck you! Neville's,
as Neville's trying
what
to
get
up.
What do you even do? Just a Canadian! Shut up, man!
And then the ref's like,
fucking knee!
Yo, Neville's your knee alright? Oh, yo, Zayn, hold off on the kick. I think Neville's hurt.
Fuck!
Let me throw up the X real quick.
My fucking leg!
And the crowd boos. A lot. And Zayn starts wandering over like, yo, Neville, you alright?
I was gonna roll you up now.
Oh, one, two, three, Neville, you're such a dude.
Here we go! Your winner and still NXT champion, even though he fucked it up, Adrian Neville.
And then Neville did the most heelish thing I can ever imagine a human being doing. This is the most vile act in my years of watching professional wrestling I have ever witnessed.
And you've seen the screw job.
He hugged Sami Zayn.
Yeah, he was like, oh, don't worry, old chap. We all knew you couldn't do shit for the big time, so maybe you'll do better next time.
He gave Zayn a side hug and tasseled his hair a little bit. He's like, you know, better luck next time, buddy.
Oh, you did good, young man.
No, excuse me, I'm quite crippled.
No, excuse me, my fucking leg really fucking hurts.
Oh, it was such a...
But,
He's like the perfect not actually a heel.
I know. We're doing it again. We're having bookends. Is he a heel? I don't know. Maybe.
It's so hard to tell.
It's kind of like the Bo Dallas syndrome, where he acts kind of like a face, but he does heelish things, and you can't tell.
It's so, like, he shows up like, yeah, everyone loves me, and everyone loves Zayn, and I love Zayn, and everyone loves me because I love Zayn. But also, fuck him.
Yeah.
It's like, now, what the hell?
With his fucking knee. I never really got if it was actually hurt or what.
It's hard to tell. I think it was planned because just the way, like, there's no way that wasn't
no,
like,
no,
the
of
way
course,
that went.
In terms of a story, I mean, because whenever heels fake injuries, they always act fine afterwards, but Neville was still in the corner being like, oh! So.
Yeah, there were still, like, medics over there, and he's like doing motions with his hands, like, oh, my knee bent away, I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, and then you can just... The camera then just slowly pans back to Sami Zayn's massive face, and it's just mad world.
Oh, it was great, suppose, but...
Like, as soon as he got rolled up, he just kind of sat up and stayed there for 5 minutes, not really doing anything, and it's just like, oh, God, Sami!
I know, he's like this shallow husk of a wrestler.
He's like, oh, that just fucking happened.
I fucked up.
Why am I so nice?
I have to stop being so nice.
I have to start taking.
I have to start bringing friends who kick people in nuts and say fuck a lot.
Oh god, what if he actually does that?
Right?
Right?
Dude!
Oh! Anyway, we can't talk about that yet because it hasn't been taped. So... That was this week's edition of NXT. Very stellar. Like, one of the best episodes I've seen so far in this whole review show's history, I believe.
Yeah, it was just great from start to finish.
You had the emotions, and you had the match quality, and you had the titantrons. Other than the titantrons, which were a bit shit, everything else was fine.
But hey, we're gonna get over this.
You know where you can find better titantrons?
On the Supla Podcast YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/ The Supla Podcast, where we upload a variety of different shows, which you can also find on iTunes under The Supla Wrestling Podcast. What kind of shows do we do?
We do Raw Review.
We do Raw Review.
We have Total Divas Review.
Total Divas Review.
We have The Supla.
The Supla Main Show.
The Brocast.
Brocast.
Supla Bite Size.
Supla Bite Size, for those who like their shows short and sweet.
And on the YouTube channel, we have Let's Plays.
Indeed. What are you going to be playing soon?
Really soon, I'm going to be playing 2K15 on the Xbox One, and yay! I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be on next gen, so it won't be fucking awful.
It actually looks really good.
Oh, I know. Anyway, you can catch that on Supla's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Supla podcast. You can also probably catch that on the Supla's website, supla.com.
Yep, yep.
And so, that was the NXT review. What do we think is going to happen next week?
Vaudevillains are going to have a match.
Of course.
I wouldn't be surprised if Charlotte has a match.
Indeed.
And probably accepts Sasha Banks' challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Sami Zayn's probably gonna have a few words.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna have a pipe bomb for us all, heard dirt.
And I don't know if the Ascension will do anything or not.
I imagine they might. I also want to see something with Baron Corbin or Bull Dempsey.
Yes, absolutely.
But hopefully we'll be able to see something amazing. What do you think's gonna happen? Leave it in the comments below.
And also, do you hate Adrian Neville yet?
Yeah. What are your fucking thoughts on this heel, not heel, man?
It's an anomaly of nature.
Indeed, which has rules.
And he's breaking all of them.
Yeah. God damn it. So, I have been Sam Brooks.
I have been Carmine Antonelli.
And we will see you next week for more NXT shenanigans and probably more angry yelling.
My fucking knee! Oh, shit!